Welcome to The Balanced Mind, a podcast dedicated to understanding emotion and achieving emotional maturity. We're going to dive deep into the roots of our feelings and ask critical questions. How can we manage emotion more effectively with greater wisdom? The goal is to help you grow in emotional intelligence, leading to a better quality of life and a more fulfilling in our relationships in every area of life, from the workplace to your closest friendships. I'll provide you with a practical toolkit and insight to help you navigate life's challenges with greater emotional maturity and resilience. Hello. My name is Dion Bicycle, and as a supportive counselor, I am dedicated to helping you achieve a better quality of life. Welcome to The Balanced Mind. Let's begin. So as we begin this episode, let's first imagine you're sitting in the cockpit of a plane at the Oliver Tambo Airport. You're on the runway, pointed straight towards Cape Town. Before takeoff, you nudge the nose of the plane just 1 degree to your right. It's a tiny movement, hardly noticeable, but you can see it on your instruments. In your mind, you're being liberal. You're giving yourself a little slack. You tell yourself, it's just 1 degree, I'm still basically heading towards Cape Town. But as the wheels leave the runway and you clear the air in Johannesburg skyline, the liberal effect takes over. For the first few kilometers, the error is invisible, but the math of the 1 in 60 rule is relentless. For every 60 kilometers you fly, that single degree of slack puts you in a full kilometer of course. By the time you're cruising over the Karoo, you aren't just a little bit off. You're drifting into a total different territory. When you finally begin to descend, expecting to see the ironic silhouette of Table Mountain, you look out the window and you see nothing but the vast, empty ocean, over 20 kilometers away from the runway. Today we are talking about the liberal effect and the horizon of deviation. We explore why the most dangerous things in our lives aren't the giant U-turns we need to do, but the 1 degree liberal drifts, the extra snack, the missed workout, the small compromise that turn a safe landing into a search of rescue mission you never saw coming. So hey, buckle up and let's see how these tiny decisions can throw our life out of course. So let me go on and just clarify today's core concept is the liberal effect. Now, I'm not talking about political stance or anything like that. It is a policy of permissiveness. It is a permission slip you give yourself to slack with a standard while it feels like a tiny, harmless, 1 degree shift in the moment. Research show that these small permissions calculate your future destination. With that in mind, let's see how this liberal effect has an influence in our daily habits. In our daily lives, the liberal effect is just this one fallacy. It is the permissive grace we give ourselves to deviate from the standard. While it feels like a tiny, it's very tiny, harmless, 1 degree shift, research has proven that habits don't stay small. They calculate where you're going to end up. Often we hear about the marginal gains, that 1% better. But in liberal effect, there is something we call marginal losses. Research published in the European Journal of Social Psychology indicates that while missing a single day of a habit doesn't break the habit, it creates a permissive neural pathway. If you are liberal with your morning routine, choosing 15 minutes of scrolling on your phone over 15 minutes of planning your day, you haven't just lost 15 minutes. You have recalibrated your brain's compass to value distraction over intention. By the time you reach the office, your cognitive heading is already pointing towards a day of reaction rather than a day of action. Also, a liberal approach to focus, like just checking a notification, is the ultimate 1 degree error. How many times a day do you stop just to look? Something is going on your phone, it light up or it vibrates in your pocket. Obviously, you break your focus to look at your phone, but this is a thing that costs you dearly. Research from the University of California found that it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to get back to deep focus after a single interruption, like a phone notification or an app notification. That 1 degree glance at your phone isn't a 5 second error, it's a 23 minute detour. If you do this 5 times a day, you have drifted 2 hours away from your landing zone of productivity. You didn't fail your project. You simply let the liberal effect move the runway of where you're supposed to land to someplace else. And ultimately, you will run out of time and also fuel because you don't always budget for the time you look on your phone. When you, for that 23 minute detour, we don't budget for that, but then we run into trouble. Also, we can look at the identity drift. This is the most dangerous part of this first topic of habits and making choices that steals our focus. Every choice is a vote for the type of person you want to become. When you are liberal with your standards, compromising your standards, let's say you're 1 degree off with your integrity or your punctuality. then the horizon of deviation begins to expand. You are not focused. You don't know exactly where you want to be. At day 60, you aren't just someone who is late. You are someone who identifies as not the morning person. That 1 degree of choice has successfully changed your identity. Then people give you a label of, you know what, this guy is not the morning person, or you can't rely on that person. All of a sudden, you find yourself blocked in your relationships. And then we like to call it when you are landing in a mountain of low self-esteem that you never attempt to climb. Thinking, yes, I'll be late, but they'll understand. No, you're missing your focus. You're missing where you want to go. Then you end up losing a great deal. Welcome back. We are talking about the liberal effect, and this is those small decisions that you make every day that has huge consequences at the end of the day. So now we're going to look at how these liberal choices have an effect on your career. This is where liberal choices is the most polite thief in your life. It doesn't steal your job in just one day. It steals your future one afternoon at a time. In your career, being liberal means being too relaxed with your standards. It's the permission slip that says, you know what, I don't need to learn a new way of doing things. Or you think, maybe, I just have to do the bare minimum today because nobody is watching. Well, that is your 1 degree that you miss. And then, at the end of the day, you're missing your runway. Think of your skills like a navigation map. If you stop updating your map for just 30 minutes a day, you don't feel it later in the day. You still have your desk and you still have your salary, right? But that's where you get your 1 degree error, like I said. In 1 year, the industry has moved forward, but you stayed still. You didn't grow. Then in 5 years, there's a huge gap between what you know and what the world is willing to pay for. By the time you want that big promotion or that new opportunity in Cape Town, you drifted so far off that you are irrelevant to your job. In counseling and also in medicine, we have something that we call CPD conferences, continual development progress. So we need to continually sharpen our skills. 1 degree or diploma does not guarantee that you know everything. I know many psychologists and doctors who still need to go for their CPD. And this is where it comes in. You need to stay sharpened. When you are liberal with your effort, doing just enough to get, not to get fired, you aren't staying in the same place. You are actually moving toward a mountain of obsolescence. According to the World Economic Forum research, almost half of all workplace skills will change in the next few years. If you gave yourself permission to stop growing or stop learning, you aren't just a bit behind. You've landed in a professional desert where your skills are no longer a runway to take off or to stand still, land. Then we also have the 1 degree correction. The good news, well, you don't need to go back to university to fix this. You just need that 1 degree conservative correction. It's the choice to spend 15 minutes reading about your industry instead of scrolling. It's the choice to be 1 degree more curious in the meeting. If you do this, you are investing in your own future. It doesn't take a lot. Remember, it is just 1 degree. Not like a whole university degree. 1 degree, one small thing you need to do, like reading an article in a paper or in a book published. Then you also need to think about your reliability. In the public republic of choices, being 1 degree off isn't just about what you know, it's about how you show up. Very important. It's being liberal with your word. You tell your colleague, I'll send that email by 5 p.m., but you send it at 9 a.m. the next day. You think, it's just fine, it's just a few hours. No. You're creating the wrong impression. Research on professional trust shows that people don't lose trust in you because of one big lie. They lose it through micro disappointments, like not sending the email just before you head home. After 60 small liberal permissions to be late or half-hearted, your reputation is 20 kilometers off course. When the big projects or the Cape Town promotion, that one thing you've been working for, are being handed out and your name isn't even on the list. You didn't get passed over, you drifted off the radar. This is the hardest part. Every literal choice that you take to create an easy path is an invisible wall. When you are liberal with your network, choosing to stay in your office instead of having that comfortable coffee with a mentor, you are closing a door of opportunity. Career coach is geometric, not linear. One conversation leads to one introduction, which leads to one life-changing offer. By being 1 degree too shy or too lazy to connect today, you aren't just missing one meeting. You are missing the entire chain of events that would have landed you at the place you want to be, the place you call success. You've hit a mountain of stagnation simply because you were too liberal with your excuses for staying small. The bottom line is this: your career isn't destroyed by a single mistake. It is built or lost by 1 degree permissions you give yourself every single Monday morning. I'll just like to testify here that happened to me once I I had a job at the clinic, and I regularly overslept because mornings is very difficult for me in my life. I struggle to move. I struggle to be on time during morning hours. And of course, it was recorded in my performance. But I thought, oh, you know what? They know me. They know I'm ill. They know everything. So they would understand. Although they never said something, what did happen was that my contract was never renewed again. And when it wasn't renewed, I asked myself, what did I do wrong? What did I miss? What did I do? Because when I look at my job, I thought, hey, I did my job like they wanted me to do. But you know what? That part of the morning that I missed because I thought they'd understand, well, I've learned in a hard way that they don't understand. Work is work. You need to be on time on certain time. You need to be at work on a certain time. There's no leverage over there. And that causes me to lose the contract, which today I really regret for not making it a more important thing to do, to get on, be on time. So this is really my one degree of which I chose. I was liberate in my choice, and I thought they'd understand, and it cost my job at the end. Please don't let this happen to you. And I'm sure you guys can say where in your work line, in your job, where you missed your opportunity because of one small choice that you thought was not relevant. We are talking about the liberal effect. And now we're gonna see exactly how this effect breaks our body and how specific strict choices fix our path. Think of an extra slice of toast or a handful of chips as a 1 degree steering error. Your body doesn't just store 100 calories. It builds biological infrastructure, new fat cells, to store them even faster next time. The 5 kilogram annual drift, that is the 100 extra choices a day, that equals roughly to 5 kilograms of fat gain per year. This is only from that one choice of chips or toasts. Then you get the 10-year horizon. After a decade, that one slice habit puts 50 kilograms between you and your target. 50 kilograms is quite excessive, don't you think? But yeah, the picture is clear. Then I look at the digestive load. Processing those extra calories steal blood flow from your brain, causing a 3-hour afternoon slump. Now, yes, for me, I can say yes, that's true. Because in afternoons is when I really struggle the most. Right after lunch is my graveyard shift. I really struggle with that. But it's because I ate wrong. My diet is wrong. And then there's the energy gap. You didn't get fat overnight. You drifted there 100 calories at a time. Small choices. eating bread every day, eating sugar every day. One sugar a day won't make a difference. Well, guess what it does? And I'm going to testify on that a bit later on as well. So let's look at how it influences our insulin. Sugar isn't just fuel. It's a biological command that triggers insulin. High insulin acts as a lock on your fat cells, preventing your body from burning the fat it already has. See, you can have 20 kilograms of fat on your body, but if insulin is high, your cells are starving for energy. Being permissive with your sugar eventually makes your cells deaf to insulin. And this is actually insulin resistance. High insulin levels are directly linked to cognitive fog, leading to poor decision making. This permission slip that you give yourself ripples into hypertension and heart disease over time. Belly fat is like the mountain you hit when you drift too far. And I know there's lots of us that can testify to that, right? I know I can. Belly fat is an active organ that pumps out inflammatory stress chemicals into your blood. This fat physically crowds your liver and your heart, making it very hard to breathe, or more and more difficult to breathe. Chronic inflammation from this mountain of fat leads to type 2 diabetes and heart disease. This fat signals your liver to produce bad cortisol. You want to intend to land in Cape Town. You know that place where you want your body to be in healthy, fit, good looking. But if you continue with this permissive thought when it comes to your health, you're going to end up in a hostile biological reality, and that is not the place you want to be. Sleep is your time when your body recovers. But when you are liberal with late nights, it is that 1 degree of error in your hormones. Poor sleep spike hunger and drops fullness, leaving you perpetually starving. Just you're hungry all the time. Sleep deprivation spikes evening cortisol, which tells your body to store fat, specifically in the belly area. High cortisol makes you crave ultra processed sugars to get a quick energy boost. When you don't sleep, your body burns muscle for energy instead of fat. One liberal night of bad sleep pushes your health plane way off course before you even eaten your breakfast. Isn't that interesting? The 1-in-60 rule works both ways. You can fix the drift with a strict heading. Firstly, when it comes to your health, you can say no more sugar. Choosing not to eat sugar is the 1 degree correction that lowers insulin instantly. This strict choice unlocks the fuel line so you can burn the belly fat mountain around your belly for energy. Then there is also the 30-minute reset. Walk around, go take a walk, get your body active. This resensitizes your cells, forcing your focus back towards your own health. Also, you need to say no to that extra slice of toast. You need to practice portion discipline. This is where you micro correction what you eat. Don't go for a second bite or for seconds. Stick to what you need to eat. Small, strict adjustments today are the only way to avoid catastrophic health landing later in life. So the bottom line is this. Your health is a map for your permissions. If you are too liberal with your just this once excuses, you are steering straight into a mountain. Guys, last year, beginning of 2025, I was on a diet and it worked for me. But then I stopped in February, today a year ago. And I did not focus on what I ate. And I didn't gain weight overnight, no. For the next 12 months, I gained weight. And today, I am at a place where I can say I'm not satisfied. And it's not that I eat a lot, but I didn't stick to my choices. I didn't stick. I compromised on my choices. And today, I'm back where I don't want to be. But I know there's many people who can tell the same story. So let us go back to our choices and stick to them. Welcome back after the break. We've checked our habits, our careers, and our bodies. Now we need to look at the most fragile of them all. Now we're gonna focus on how this effect, the liberal effects, has an impact on our relationships. In a relationship, the liberal effect isn't a massive, explosive fight. It's a 1 degree permissive to be silent when you should be speaking up, or to look at your phone when you should be looking at your partner. If you are 1 degree off in how you connect today, you wouldn't notice it by dinner time. But over 20 years, that drift creates a cold, an empty ocean between two people who used to be best friends. So let's look at 5 points where liberal effects has an impact on our relationships. Research from the Gottman Institute shows that relationships live or die in micro moments called bits of connection. Your partner sighs or points at something out the window. A liberal choice is to ignore them because you're busy. That's a 1 degree turn away in your relationship. If you turn away just 10% more often than you turn toward, you are already totally off course in your side of the relationship. Over a decade, these thousands of tiny ignore permissions create one massive emotional gap. You stop sharing the small things because you've liberally allowed the habit of ignoring each other to take over. Then the result is you aren't fighting, you're just becoming strangers on a journey. And then we have something. We have our cell phones. This is the modern 1 degree error. It's called fubbing. It actually comes from the word phone snubbing. Choosing your screen over your partner's eyes is a liberal permission to be physically present but emotionally absent. The ripple effect is this. It sends a 1 degree signal out. This device is more interesting than you. According to Baylor University research, fubbing leads to higher rates of depression and a lower relationship satisfaction. You think it's just one message, they'll understand, But it ripples into a loss of intimacy. You land in a cold Atlantic Ocean when you do this, when you choose the cell phone screen over intimacy with your partner, where you feel both lonely, even when sitting next to one another on the same couch. This is so sad, but it happens so often. Resentment is the belly fat of a relationship. It's toxic weight that builds up in the dark. You let a small hurt slide without thinking about this because you want to be liberal and easygoing. Don't want anything serious. Those 1 degree hurts don't disappear. They are stored as resentment. Over years, these liberal permissions are not communicated, but it builds a mountain of bitterness between you and your partner. Suddenly, a tiny argument over the dishes hits that mountain and causes a catastrophic crash. The reality? Well, the crash wasn't about the dishes. It was about the 500 miles of drifted honesty. When you are liberal with your effort to date your partner, you drift into a roommate status. You stop the 1 degree efforts, the compliments, the small touches, the conservative discipline of a weekly date night. If you are 1 degree less affectionate every month, in 5 years the romance has vanished. The effect? Well, you start identifying as the mom and dad or the household mates instead of lovers. You intended to land in a tropical island of deep passion, but instead you've landed in a professional partnership with no spark. This 1 degree neglect is what makes a divorce, a gray divorce. A divorce after the age of 50 so common. People realize they are 20 kilometers away from the person they married because of those small decisions, that small moments when they ignored one another, when they focused on their phone instead of intimacy with their partner. In a 1 in 60 rule means you can fix a marriage by tiny, strict micro corrections. Remember we said that we can use this 1 degree to miss our aim, or we can use it to stay on course. Right now we're going to talk about staying on course, especially in a relationship. Make a strict choice to look up from your phone every time your partner speaks. Research suggested the 6-second kiss in a conservative heading that resets your physical connection instantly. Interesting, 6-second kiss. Tell your partner one thing you appreciate about them every day. It's a 1 degree nudge back towards your island of fashion. Practice a strict discipline of bringing up small hurts within 24 hours so they don't become mountains. It's very important. Yet we neglect that, but choose it. Relationships don't stay on track by magic. They stay on track by people who are constantly checking where their relationship is heading and making that 1 degree corrections that lead to a lifetime of being together. The bottom line for this is as follows. Love is like a flight, not a destination. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. If you are too liberal with your attention, the wind of life will push you into a place where you don't want to be, like in a desert. But if you choose strict 1 degree of kindness and presence today, you'll land exactly where you belong with your relationship. We've spent this episode talking about the liberal effects. We've seen how making one small permissive choice today can lead to heading in a completely wrong direction in the end. Whether it's your habit, your career, your body, or your heart. The 1 in 60 rule is relentless. But I know that for many of you listening, this isn't just a theory. If you're struggling with specific triggers to find that this drift is constantly harming your life or your relationships, a more personalized approach can be transformative. As a supportive counselor, I am dedicated to enhancing the total well-being of my clients through a system approach to counseling. My goal is to help you achieve wholeness in your body, mind, and spirit. We won't just manage the symptom of despair. We will work together to understand the root causes of hopelessness and foster a real personal growth. If you feel like you're flying towards a future that is not too bright. We can navigate your well-being together. I am committed to helping you facilitate self-care and support your bio-spiritual wellness. We can develop a plan together. I will be there to train, to guide, and to monitor you so you can make lasting changes. My mission is to help you protect yourself from the factors that fuel these liberal effects and move you out of a trap and help you into a place where you can make good choices for your future. It is time to recalibrate your compass. You can contact me on Facebook on the Dion Bicycle page or reach out via email on dionlabu@gmail.com. Please use the subject line "The Balanced Mind," or you can phone me directly on 062-940-1427. Don't let another 60 kilometers go by while you're headed for the ocean. Make that 1 degree correction today. I'll be there to help you land your future safely. To conclude this episode, as we bring this episode to close, it is clear that the liberal effect is the most silent thief of our potential. We have seen how a single permission slip, that tiny 1 degree drift, ripples through every corridor of our existence. We've learned that just this once isn't a one-time event. It is a recalibration of our brain that trades focus for exhaustion and discipline for a force-haunted future. We discovered that being too liberal with our comfort zones doesn't just leave us standing still, it leaves us miles off course. In a rapid changing world, facing a mountain of professional excellence. In our health, we saw the physical reality of the 100 calorie error, where a small daily indulgence compounds into a metabolic disaster and chronic disease. In our relationship, we felt that cold ocean, created by the simple choice to look at the screen instead of into the eyes of the people we love. The 1 in 60 rule is a sobering reminder that distance amplifies every error, but there is a profound hope in this mathematics. The rule works both ways. If a 1 degree drift can lead you into the Atlantic, a 1 degree correction can bring you home. You do not need a massive U-turn to change your life. You need a strict discipline to notch the nose of your life back towards the target you want to hit. If you realize today that you are miles off course, struggling with triggers, feeling a sense of hopelessness, or watching your relationships drift away, you don't have to navigate the way back alone. Please get in contact with me and I can assist you. Your destination is not fixed by your past mistakes, but by the heading you choose right now. Check your compass, cancel the permission slips, and let's start the journey toward wholeness. I am Dion Bicycle, and this has been The Balanced Mind. Until next time.